Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have another one of these episodes come to you. How's it going over there, Dave?
It is going. It is not a Monday. It is a Friday we're recording, and clearly Matt is had a long day already.
It's been a long day. Yeah, we won't get into it. But we're here chatting about fun stuff today. I always love doing these episodes.
I don't know if this is a fun stuff.
Well, I enjoy doing these episodes with you. Well, we do it for you guys, listeners.
This topic. No, this is fun.
Yes.
And the 20 minutes of talking we do before. But the this topic is I think, a dicey one for many people.
It
on
is.
Both sides of the aisle.
It is. And I think you and I, we were talking before we started recording, you and I have great perspectives on each side of this and we'll just jump into it. But without keeping you guys in the suspense, what is it, guys? It's
whatever the title says.
What to do about, exactly. You already know. What to do about coworkers and bosses and connecting with them on all the different socials that are out there. Anyway, we're going to jump into Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. We can talk maybe about others.
What else are we missing?
Reddit, Pinterest, things like that. I mean, those are the big ones. And so,
I think every instance is a bit different, and everyone's how they treat it. And on Facebook, I'm pretty sure that at least once a month, someone's on there talking about, how do you accept or who do you accept on LinkedIn? And, what are the telltale signs that it's a spammer or that they're going to, they're just going to try to sell you something? Or, what is your rules for Twitter and what is your rules for Facebook? And, what do you share? And do you have a private account or a public account on Instagram? And I think, because I'm lame, it always depends. if you have an open Instagram account, then, if you call in from work, don't post that you're at a theme park that day.
Yeah, dummy. I always laugh at those kind of people that were busted because of social media. Dummies.
Yeah. Well, and when I was in-house, part of my job was to manage and maintain and just monitor our brand. And so anyone I knew in the company that had a Twitter account or an open Instagram really wasn't big then, but anyone I knew that had an open social account, I followed them or I just added them quietly to a list. Sneaky, sneaky, sneaky.
Yep.
On Twitter, I had a private list and it was just employees. And I had alerts set up for our name. And once a week, I would just look at that list from the Twitter list. And I would just go through and make sure that no one was doing anything absurdly stupid. Don't care what you're posting, really. If there was a concert you were at or, a family event or whatever, I was just making sure they weren't speaking poorly or representing the company poorly in a way that legally or from a lead gen standpoint was going to hurt us.
For sure.
Get us in the news.
And I think what you and I, before we started recording, what you talked about was, for the different perspectives as well, because this is on your side of it, but I didn't even think about this until you pointed it out. But on my side, completely different perspective as the owner of the company, and kind of how I
senior management owner. Yeah, it's a completely different ball game.
Oh yeah. I have no issues no matter what. LinkedIn is one of those ones where, it's professional, whatever. I mean, I probably don't have any, very many personal friends on there that aren't, unless they've turned into personal friends that are professional as well. Typically what I try to do on, cause my Instagram, my personal Instagram feed, is a private one. Cause I tend to post a lot more the family stuff there. But I have my photography one, it's definitely out there in the open, but these are the kind of Instagram, Facebook, for example, even Twitter to an extent, these are the kind of ones where all, if an employee or someone that I work with friends me, for the most part, I'll go ahead and add them, but it's not going to be one of those things where I'm friending them, making them feel obligated to have to friend
the
boss.
That's a good point.
And so that's kind of how I approach those. If they want to friend me and, see how see how how boring my family life is or whatever, then, you know, well, that's my take on it is what I'm trying to say.
And remember, we're not lawyers. We're not representing you as lawyers from your HR department.
Nope.
Because as you just said that, I just thought of through if I was still in that role that I was in past and someone had an Instagram or Twitter account locked, how would I approach and what would I do to ask them?
Yeah.
Would I ask their manager? Is it, you know, depending on the role and their place, is it really like for a small company to a large company, do you really care?
Yeah.
Probably not. But if, you know, when do you care?
Yeah.
Is, I think, an interesting question. And for me, I probably wouldn't care because if they have it locked down, you know, and nothing is ever showing up, then great. I don't have to worry about them. And, you know, their account's there. I know about it, whatever. And leave it at that. But I think you will run into HR, legal, all sorts of fun problems with that. But yeah, I never even thought about the, as a, you know, higher up, friending other people. You do put them in a spot.
Yeah.
And I as don't a subordinate want... and, you know, anything.
Yeah. And I don't ever want to put anyone in those kind of spots. If they want to connect just to get to know me better or my family or want to know who founded this company, like that's fine, but it needs to be theirs. Now, again, you know, I'm glad that you pointed out that we're not giving any kind of legal advice. This is just kind of how I've seen it. And for the most part, I don't think I've ever had any kind of awkward things that I've seen on Instagram or Twitter or anything like that. I think the most awkward stuff that I've seen is people that I'm friends with on games that I know that are playing games during business hours or something like that. But I'm like, hey, aren't you supposed to be working? Aren't I paying you to be working right now? And I know you're on that game.
That is why long ago on Facebook, what I would do is anyone I worked with or that was a boss or former boss, I put into a group. Like literally they were just in a group or like a whatever it is for Facebook.
Yeah.
And they were, anytime I would share anything, basically they saw very little. Like if they were to look at my feed and my stream of whatever I'm posting, they'd see almost nothing.
Yeah.
So maybe something around the holidays or every so often I'd post it just so that they knew that I was using it. But, you know, anything amusing or music or, hey, look, I'm, you know, while I was on vacation, this is what I did. They didn't see any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to put my coworkers in a spot to say, oh, hey, you know, Dave's not in today. Yesterday was a Super Bowl. What was he doing last night?
Yeah.
Like, and you know, I didn't want any of my coworkers to be like, well, let me look on his Facebook. Oh, look, you know, he somehow decided to take a flight to Vegas and, you know, is probably stuck there and not really sick. Whatever, you know, whatever stupid things we do as people.
Oh, yeah.
No, I did not do that. But I didn't want to put anyone in a weird situation. But I also didn't know who could become my manager.
Yeah.
When I worked at an agency, my coworker and a couple of them became my manager. So if we're friends on Facebook, and like, honestly, I think I treated at the time, anyone at the agency I worked with was in their own filter and they saw very little.
Yeah.
If they left the company, I would move them out of that bucket. But even the former bosses, I always left in those buckets because I never know if they would leave that agency and then they would hire me again.
About the only kind of awkwardness I think that we've ever come across is someone will reach out to us on LinkedIn and said, hey, so-and-so, you know, I saw that so-and-so had worked for you or whatever, and, you know, they applied for a job, and we're just curious what your thoughts on them are, and we're like, that's funny, because they still work for us.
Oh.
And so, anyway, that's about it, but, like, I honestly... and the thing is too, like I try to be really respectful too. And again, I don't know, like when all of, we have enough employees now that there's so many of them that I don't know, when they're off or if it's a paid, you know, if they're taking time off or whatever. And so I just kind of look at, you know, whatever they post, or I'm not looking at it trying to be critical. I just look at it for, you know, it is what it is. And so I've just, you know, I've done my best to kind of take that approach and not ever use it as a, I'm going to like follow up on you or find out something about you.
Yeah, but you're also in the higher up, so you don't have the direct reports where you have to worry about and figure out why, you know.
No, you're right. And again, that's why I'm just giving my perspective of it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and then on LinkedIn, one of the things that I always did is I tried not to friend anyone that was multiple levels up from me or even higher than me. Like any of my coworkers that were on the same level as me, and even sometimes I would or wouldn't. But I would usually add everyone right about when I was going to leave a company, not to give that away. Well, because, and I also, for LinkedIn, I would hide my contacts. Because when I was working in an agency, the number of HR and recruiters from other agencies or other, you know, talent type companies or whatever, the recruiters would 2 a week, 3 a week. And if you're, even when you're not looking, you just keep adding recruiters, recruiters, recruiters.
Right.
So I didn't want anyone that was above me to see me, one, making changes to my LinkedIn. And so when I did it, I would do it like after a quarter, or I would, I tried to make it so that I would update my LinkedIn on a regular basis, saying, oh, look, I spoke at this conference. And then I would sneak in other edits of things so that it didn't look like if someone that was my HR or someone that thought I was interviewing would go and look and go, wow, Dave's really got a robust LinkedIn suddenly. Wonder what did it look like last month?
Yeah.
Cause it's a telltale sign that you're looking for a new job.
Yeah. Well, and again, it just goes back to perspective because like, I think I probably use LinkedIn the least amount. Now I have other partners, you know, just to, based on the roles and what they do more, that they're probably on it more than I am on other things. But, you know, when we're just talking about that, it made me think of like, okay, well, the ways that I use, like, especially Instagram and Facebook, you know, if I happen to be friends with an employee or whatever, I really try to pay attention to like things that they post or that they like or just kind of what, you know, happenings in their life. And it helps me get to know them a little bit more on a personal level. And so, you know, I can have that interaction where, you know, hey, how's so-and-so? I saw that you posted on this. That was a pretty neat trip. How was it? Or, you know, if they're posting about cupcakes all the time, if they do something good, you know, or if they landed a big client or something, just give them a, you know, a thing of cupcakes and say, hey, you know, thank you for all your hard work or however you want to do it. You see what I'm saying? You just like, you use it for like the thoughtfulness side of it.
Yeah.
And that's how I've used it a lot. Plus, it's also good because, like, if you know, there's times where conversations have been started about something, and you know, like on Twitter, for example, like if a coworker is sharing a specific story or something where it's like talking about, you know, in the workforce or the workplace or whatever, and you know, you want to think, oh, right, well, is there a hidden meaning behind that, or you know, maybe they just thought that it was good, and I'm going to read it and I'm going to take it as for what it is, and so I just think sometimes, like, I don't know, There's uses for it. It's just fun for me to kind of see what people are into and using it to get to know them a little bit better.
As a hiring manager, every time I would get a resume, the first thing I ever did was start to Google their name.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And you know, the number of times where their social profiles and their LinkedIns would come in and I'd start, you know, poking around and looking. And then in interviews, you know, like one, I think it was a guy. Yeah, he was in like a band. And I started asking him about like, you know, creative outlets and how does he use music to inspire him? And he just kind of looked at me and I was like, well, I know you're in a band, dude. It's like,
that's funny.
Like, I'm just curious. I mean, like, I'm trying to figure out who would be a good culture fit and who would be, you know.
Well, it's funny because,
like, you have all these other things. And I know we have a bunch of music lovers and you're a music lover. Oh, bonus.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, this is like crossing into people that aren't like in this industry and aren't, you know, geeks with technology and stuff like that. Like, I think I've mentioned this to you before, but like, you know, my brother, for example, you know, he was asking a bunch of questions about this different social medias and ranking and this and that and some reputation management stuff. And I found it interesting because one of the things he said at is like, I'm looking to move up and there's a promotion, and one of the first things that they do is they'll go and look at who it is that they're promoting. And so it's just like with what you said, one of the first things you'll do is go and Google, Well, one of the first things they're going to do, they want to make sure that someone, especially if it's a county job, who's representing us? You know, what kind of stuff are they posting on Instagram and Twitter? Because we definitely don't want to, you know, hire someone that's posting racist stuff all the time or whatever it might be. And again, I don't know what kind of legal issues, you know, happen with stuff like that if you make decisions based on, like, I don't even know if you're allowed to. Like, I don't even know, like, the HR side of it. Again, you and I are not lawyers, but, I mean, you can kind of, like, look at some, see if someone is, like, always belittling women or always posting racist stuff or whatever. I mean, you know, you can, I don't know, can you say that you can use your common sense on judging character and not hire them? Or I don't know.
I used it on the flip side. So if I was hiring for a developer and I found some of their social stuff, I would start digging in and saying, okay, oh, look, they link to their GitHub or they link to a website they helped build that they don't list on their resume. It's like, oh, they have a deep interest in learning beyond what they just learned in the classroom or that they just learned on their last job or, oh, look, here's their own website. What do they have on it?
Right.
I would usually use it more for to try to find good. And I assumed I wasn't going to find anything bad. I don't think I ever did, honestly, like find anything that was like a red flag for me. But it was always like just digging in to see what other interests they had. But also, like, if they were going to be on the marketing team, do you, how aware of the social channels are you? How do you use them? You know, are you creating content? Are you creating code? Are you a writer? You know, is there other places that you're writing
it's
and
just
pushing
good due
that?
Diligence, yeah.
Yeah. And so I was just looking, you know, for that type of stuff. And if your bosses and coworkers and stuff, I think for me, it's whatever, the ultimate should be whatever you feel comfortable with, but also know that HR and bosses and stuff can use it against you. They can also use it to help you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And that, and again,
I think it's, there's a good and bad to it. And I think everyone should have their own. And, you know, back to my, what does everyone do for Facebook? What do you approve and who do you approve and who do you approve for LinkedIn? I think you have to just sit down and figure out where to put a stake in the ground and how you want to handle it and then do it always, because otherwise, if I only let certain coworkers in, you know, then what are the other coworkers going to wonder?
Yeah, you got to be consistent.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think whatever you choose, just be consistent, whether you're the Matt, the boss, or, you know, me, the person moving up the ladder in the agency or the in-house company, you know.
Well, right. I mean, you summed up my final thoughts perfectly on this. Like, I just want to stress, and I think the most important thing on this for me is from my end, you know, as an agency owner or manager, boss, whatever you want to call it, definitely let them make the decision to friend me. I don't ever want to put unwanted pressures or make them feel like someone has to friend me just because I am the boss. Or that I own the company or whatever. I actually genuinely want that relationship if they want it, so I'm going to let them approach it. And then even then, I'll take into consideration if, you know, if it's going to be a good fit or not. But I always try to be consistent as well, and I thought that was great advice. But those would definitely be just some of my final thoughts as someone that is a owner/manager, someone above or in charge of people, so to speak. Definitely, you know, my approach is let them come to me and then go from there. So
And I think on the flip side for me, it's just be consistent. Pick what you think is going to work and apply it always. Like I would, like for LinkedIn, I would always towards the end when I, you know, put in my notice or when I was right about to, I would start going through and making sure that I was either connected to people or would start connecting. And same thing with Facebook. Like I would always put my coworkers in that group so that they would only see some things, so that across the board, I didn't put anyone in a spot. Not that I ever thought it would happen, but I also just one less thing to worry about.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts on this. Hopefully you guys got something out of this. As always, you know, Dave and I want to remind you guys to go to iTunes and definitely if you like this podcast and you like what you hear, please give us a review. Let people know what you like about it, and you know, we're on lots of different places. We're all across the board, but definitely if you can go to iTunes and write any kind of reviews, we would appreciate it. But for Dave with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltala with Avalanche Media, and thanks for joining us, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, all.